Craig and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about everything and anything on the show, so if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll have to try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
We solve the world's problems
in 45 minutes or less. Or it's free.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to spend half the show complaining about my wife today and the other half complaining about that old lady in the neighborhood who likes to run the stop signs. I ran into her again. So almost literally ran into her again. So
is this a female hating show for you today?
I don't hate, Scott. I just get frustrated.
Today you be anti-female, I'll be pro-female.
You're always pro-female.
Well, I want to live. My favorite people in life are females. So.
Okay.
You know what's not free?
What?
Electricity. It's brutal. I'm about to call Alex Garnfield myself because the increasing ridiculousness of energy costs that I can solve if I just switch to solar. I can do that by calling Alex Garnfield, 925-791-1776, and I can get a complimentary consultation with a quote and no obligation. So I'm going to take advantage of their introductory deal and get $1 a month for the first 6 months. I said this so many times. You can't get anything for $6.
Mm-hmm.
So 925-791-1776. I'm going to start saving money with Alex Garnfield, and I'm going to tell him that Drake and Scott sent me.
You can tell him you are Scott.
I'm going to say, hey, the third T today okay. stands for transfer me over to solar. Transfer.
Step into the new year with JB Web Design, your gateway to a digital makeover. Ready for a website that makes a lasting impact? JB Web Design specializes in creating visually striking and highly functional websites customized to your unique needs. Whether it's captivating webpage design, seamless WordPress theme customization, or optimizing SEO for maximum visibility, our expert team has you covered. Reach out for a complimentary consultation and quote via email, jb@jbwebdesign.com. That's J-A-Y-B-E-E. Mention Drake and Scott. So.
You know what's crazy?
What is crazy?
My crazy on the way today is brought to you by Stew.
Okay.
Do you know Stew?
No.
Never met him?
No.
Well, it's not him. It's a dish. I made stew yesterday.
I was going to say.
I was so excited. So my wife just, she's not a stew person at all. And stew is one of my love languages.
Okay.
And she made it clear a long time ago. She just doesn't like it. So, well, she's gone. And so I'm like, oh.
Well, she's gone forever? Or
no,
she's
no. She just she went on a chick trip with some friends. And I'm grabbing the kids. Like, dude, we're making stew. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law, he likes stew. So it was like way better than I thought it would be.
Oh, good. And you got to make it with your kids? And
I was in such a happy place last night. I sat down. Well, and actually, we'll talk about that, what I was doing as I was eating my stew.
Oh, okay.
But added the spices, the whole thing, cooked it for way too many hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad thing, way too many. Like, long, slow cook.
Right.
was carrots and potatoes and all this kind of stuff. I was channeling my inner chef.
Right on.
So, anyways.
Very good. I suppose mine is I packed everything up this morning to come over here. We met as we usually do. We were joined by a couple of friends, and we had some cigars and a good conversation. We come in here to record, and whoops, I'm missing the critical computer that we use to record this program.
Yeah. How are we recording now, then, Ryan?
Because I raced all the way home and hit every green light, not just going back, but returning as well. And it's amazing how fast you can get around town when there's no red lights to slow you down.
Yeah, so, for sure.
So
which is the crazy, that you forgot the computer or that you made it to your house and back with all green lights?
You know what? I think the crazy is all the green lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you don't
have to take ownership for forgetting the computer.
Well, I forgot it because it was buried under a couple of things on my desk. And that's why I missed it when I packed up this morning. So.
Because
usually everything stays in the kit bag, and I don't have to go looking for stuff.
Well, I think my stew is more crazy than you're forgetting the computer or hitting all the green
lights. Okay. Well, your stew probably tasted better too.
I might have, you know what? I might have to set aside a bowl of it and bring it and give it to you.
Oh, sure. I love that stuff.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Look at us in our happy place.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to get unhappy here in a minute. Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty coming out. So this,
Brian Drake's grumpy old man.
This 90-year-old blue-haired Rue McClanahan looking battle axe and a gold Camry. She lives in the neighborhood. This is my second time almost running into her. She doesn't think stop signs apply to her. mm-hmm. And this so the first time she tried to run the stop sign when I was in the middle of the it's a four-way stop. I was in the middle of it. She was off on my left, and I gave her the dirty look, and you know, let her know that you know you're about, you know what you're doing is wrong. You need to stop. And saw her again. A couple of days ago, except this time she was coming from my right-hand side. And I start through the intersection. She starts through, you know, geometry being what it is. You know, we're going to meet in the middle. And worse, she's looking at me the whole time. She's like, oh, I remember this guy.
You know? Oh, yeah.
So she's giving me the look. I'm giving her the look.
You got a face you can't forget.
Exactly. It's beautiful. So she's going, you know, she's giving me the look. I'm looking at her. I'm braking. And she just keeps going, what? Five car lengths ahead of her was a police officer who apparently didn't notice any of this. And
or maybe he just doesn't hate old ladies. Like
I don't know. I hate this old lady. So I know she lives around the neighborhood. I'm going to look for her. And what this is, I don't know what I'm going to do, but you know, when I find her, but
you're going to do nothing.
You're probably right.
You're going to do nothing.
What this has inspired me to do, though, is that when I become king, which is going to happen someday. Anybody,
all hail King Drake.
That's right. Anybody over 75 is losing their driver's license, and they're going to be placed into my luxury rest homes. So
somehow I don't believe part of that.
We need to get, you know, this lady is a menace. We need to get her and those like her off the streets. So I've got it all figured out. It'll be a nice gated community. They'll be allowed to garden during the day because old people like gardening and they can grow their own food or flowers or whatever they want to do. We will spare no expense in getting them the best pureed food that you can get with Jell-O as a dessert because old people love Jell-O. I mean, it's like crack to them, right? So, I mean, who doesn't like Jell-O? So we'll make sure they get plenty of Jell-O. At night, they get 2 hours of television. We're going to run Dancing with the Stars just ad infinitum because there's so many seasons of that show. Old people like
Wheel of Fortune.
We could do that too. I mean, old people like to dance. It makes them feel young. So you know, I've got it all figured out. I just need to become king.
Well, hail King Drake.
Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. We should have Jeopardy on there. The we'll rerun the Alex Trebek shows because they love Alex
and Judge Judy. I'm a new Judge Judy fan. After I watched
Judge Judy might inspire them to rebellion, though. We don't want that. Because, you know, they're going to have access to garden tools, which they can fashion into weapons. Oh, I forgot
Judge Judy's an old lady and you don't like her.
She'll be in the camp, yeah. I mean, the home.
You're terrible.
So, yeah, this crazy old lady in this gold Camry. I'm going to be looking for her.
I guess.
Yeah.
He's going to be looking for you, too. Probably, like she recognizes you now.
Probably. We are now arch enemies. We're going to have to. Maybe if I don't put her in the home, there's going to be a sword fight, you know, like Highlander. You know, there can be only one. There can be only one. We'll see who lops the other's head off. And I'm younger and faster, so, you know, it's probably going to be me who wins. But yeah, I mean, just looking, just defiantly looking right at me as she blows through the stop sign. It's like, you old dame, I'm just, you know. Yeah.
Sounds like you need a hug.
Are we okay?
Not from me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not getting much, I'm not getting any hugs from my wife lately either. I might as well get the story out of the way. So,
uh-oh, here it comes.
On Sundays, she cleans the house. And she knows I'm talking about this because I told her, and she thinks it's hilarious that I'm so mad about it.
Oh, so not only did you get permission, she's encouraging you.
Yes.
In your bad behavior.
Because she thinks I'm an idiot for, you know, getting upset about this.
Oh, so, okay. So there's zero threat.
Right. Yeah. So she cleans the house on Sundays. I'm not allowed to help because I get it in the way. So it's like, you know, you go sit outside and smoke your cigars. I will take care of business. It's the first fight we had when we got married, though, as to how we were going to divvy up the cleaning chores. Because it's like, you know, I'm not going to be the stereotypical guy that doesn't do anything. So, you know, please give me something to do. And we had a fight over that because she's got her system. She's got her steps. She's got it all timed out. She's, you know, done.
So she completely blocked you out.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, this, just let me do it. I've got the system and I'm done in an hour.
All right. I got a suggestion for you.
What?
That's not a fight. That's called a gift.
Well,
most any guy who listens to this, oh, wait, you don't have to clean anything.
No, you're not wrong.
But and you're calling it a fight.
Well, because it was a fight to me.
Because she got her way.
No, because the last thing I needed was her somehow telling this to my mother, who would then look at me and get on my ass for not helping. So it's like I wanted evidence, a trail of evidence. So everybody would know that I did what I had, you know, I did my best to make sure that I helped out. And so, yeah, that's the thing. She cleans the house and I get out of the way.
I feel so bad for you.
The cats get out of the way. Everybody gets out of the way when she's cleaning the house. So anyway.
So she's trained you that women get out of your way, and that's why you're mad at the old lady in the car. She doesn't get out of your
way. No, that's not true. No, I get out of her way because when she becomes Hurricane Sarah with the cleaner and everything, nope, you don't want to be around.
Hurricane Sarah?
Yeah.
That's her nickname?
When she's cleaning the house, yeah.
Okay. She know about that?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I love the health of your relationship.
So anyway, I'm in the bathroom. I'm taking a leak. The door is shut. And she knocks on the door and says, can I come in? I said, no, give me 10 seconds. And then she's like, well, I'm coming in anyway. I'm like, bloody, you know, blankety blank. I'm cussing like Fred Flintstone. She opens the door. She needed to set a bottle of cleaner on the counter.
Right.
So she does that.
Okay.
I finish. I put it away. I go out. And it's like, you couldn't, number one, wait 10 seconds. Number two, just leave it by the door. You know, this is why I didn't walk in. I just kind of opened the door enough to put the bottle down. I'm like, but I told you I was in, you know. And then, like all women do, when you call them out on something, they try to turn it around and make it your fault.
You're just going to blanket statement that right there and just
that's expect what, me that to is, just go with that it. Is what women do.
So, like, my wife never does that, Brian.
Yeah, the hell she doesn't. I don't even.
My daughter never does that.
No, ever since Eve, it's never been a woman's fault. It, you know, it wasn't me. It was the snake. So Sarah's like, you should have locked the door. I'm like, how is this my fault?
Wait, are you quoting scripture in the bashing of women?
I'm not bashing women.
You said they passed the buck ever since the garden?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did Adam do?
Well, the same thing.
He blamed it on the woman. It was the woman you gave me, whatever. That's good.
But no, women do this all the time. They twist it around to make it your fault. They usually cry in the process to really make you feel bad. And suddenly you're apologizing for something you haven't done. So yeah, it's my fault that she walked in because I didn't lock the door. And I'm like, well, if this was the other way around, you wouldn't be very happy with me right now. And she's like, why are you mad about this? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm going to talk about it on the show tomorrow.
You're just burying yourself, man. You're digging it deeper and deeper. The hole is endless, bottomless. There's a couple observations I got to make.
Okay.
One, it's not your house.
Whose house is it?
It's her house.
No.
No, I mean, I'm trying to help you here.
No, it's mine too. No. I fix things. I pay for part of it. It's my house too. So okay. None of this.
All right. So we're going to have to work on that one.
No, we're not.
All right. Number two, Fred Flintstone doesn't swear.
Yeah, he does. Whenever he goes, rugga, frugga, shugga, rugga, frugga, frugga, that's him cussing.
That's him making a bunch of noise. It's not actually swearing. I've heard swear words.
That's him cussing.
I've used swear words.
This is a family show, so it's like I've had to, you know, we're trying to get away from
that's number two. We're going to work on that one, too. Okay. And number three.
Right.
I fully supportive of you using theology in selfishly to justify anything you want to do all the time.
Okay.
Because that never happens. Nobody ever misuses theology. That was some good fun right there. A That's so blatantly. The women did it. Well, Adam did the exact same thing. This is hilarious.
Well, just watch the next time you have any kind of a discussion with a female in your family about maybe something that they've done that has upset you. They will spin it so that it's your fault.
Oh, is that what you think?
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, any woman in your life, whether it's a coworker, I don't know about your mother, but anyone, any of them,
any female,
don't even try to bond out.
Okay, good.
No, that's what they do.
No, we'll see how this plays out.
It's the autopilot that they go on.
I'm pro woman for the record. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Simp. But.
All right, we'll get back after it after the break, right?
Yeah, that's right. Good timing.
There you go.
Greg and Scott on Radioslot.com. Thanks for staying with us. We got a couple of commercials to read and then back at it. So, Scott, why don't you start?
I'd love to start. Brian, I'm witnessing a surge in electricity prices. Charge of energy expenses is out of control. It's time to transition to solar power with Alex Garnfield at 925-791-1776 for a free consultation and quote. No strings attached. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for the first 6 months, and start putting money back in your pocket. 925-791-1776. Remember to mention Drake and Scott.
Is it time for a new website? Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. Are you ready to make a lasting impression in the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites made to your specifications. Web page design and building, WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email JB at jbwebdesign.com. That's JAYBEE, and refresh your website today. Tell them Dragon Scott sent you. All right. Where are we at? We got a couple of things to go over. The New York Police Department has their own dance team now. It's a female dance team. And all I can say is, why, God, why? California wants to ban plastic cups in restaurants. We have major investment firms exiting a climate activism program because it ain't working. And
so we can't have plastic cups now?
Not if this lady has her way.
I'm pretty. I'm getting messed up here pretty quick. Remember when they tried to ban plastic straws?
They did.
Yeah, have you used those paper straws?
I have. They're awful.
I was talking to a lady at a coffee shop where they said they had to start passing out 2 paper straws for every drink because people's straws were going limp halfway through the drink, and they would just tell them, "Hey, here's for the first half of your drink,
and here's when
your straw gets compromised, here's the fresh one to start over again." So now we've doubled our production and cost, and
yeah. Well, the one link I was...
So what, without plastic cups, now we got to use paper cups, or are we going to use glass cups?
I don't know what we're going to do. I had to find a different source for this article because the first one wouldn't open, but this is SB 1167. It aims to help reduce 500,000 tons of food service ware waste produced in California each year. Senator Catherine Blake Spear from Ensenada, a Democrat, of course, introduced legislation on last Wednesday, to require chain restaurants in California to provide dine-in customers with non-toxic reusable cups instead of single-use plastic or paper cups that often end up in landfills.
Oh, so we're banning paper also.
Mm-hmm.
So we're banning plastic and paper, mm-hmm. but she wants to use the phrase single-use.
Right.
So is there another product? Are we going to make them out of silicon now?
I have no idea. Let's see what else the article says. Senator,
here's your fabric cup, sir.
Yeah. Well, you can drink out of the palm of your hand, I guess. California has a massive plastic waste problem, Senator Blake Spear says. And if we are serious about protecting our environment and living sustainably, we must reduce it across the board. SB 1167 is a simple, sensible step to reduce waste coming from restaurants. a bunch of doom and gloom about disposable cups, etc., and it's supported by a bunch of commie lib groups, and it just blah, blah, blah. There really isn't an answer to the question, what are they going to replace it with? It's just plastic, bad, and we need a new law.
What if they took all of this time and spent it on trying to feed the hungry rather than worrying about what is the material of the cup?
If you feed all of the hungry, you can't run government programs to, quote, help the hungry.
That's the government program.
The government programs are then funded by taxpayers, and that money is then kind of siphoned off and put into other areas. So, we're not in the business of solving problems, Scott. We need to create problems.
I want to write one of those SB things.
Okay.
I want to have a Senate bill to ban something.
What do you want to ban?
I want to ban bans.
Okay.
Bans are banned.
So now
this is a circular argument, Scott. Yes, we're banning circular arguments too. This is serious. Like they're serious about this.
Well, Scott, when you sit with a disposable cup drinking coffee at a cafe, you are only using something for a few minutes that will then pollute the earth for centuries. This is from Nick Lapis.
You know, we should ban
Californians Against Waste.
Paper, toilet paper, too.
Mm-hmm. We used to use leaves.
Yuck.
Let's
go back to leaves. I'm going to staff the whole Senate building with leaves. They can use leaves now instead of paper.
Dry leaves?
Paper. No, poison ivy leaves.
Oh, okay.
Poison oak.
there's a PS with this bill. Senator Blake Spears also authored SB 1053, which would ban the use of film plastic bags by grocery stores and stores that sell food. So
when you walk in, the checker's not going to ask you paper or plastic anymore? So it has to be paper.
So...
But then they're going to ban the paper because of the cutting of the trees.
We'll have nothing to put our drinks in, nothing to carry our groceries out with. What? I don't understand this.
Well, we'll stop.
You know, freaking Democrats! I tell you, it's just. Now this has just been introduced. This is not anything that's been voted on yet. But whether or not it gets any further than this press release, we'll have to watch and see. But yeah, they propose a change. But no solution. So they're not going to say instead of plastic cups or paper cups, we can use fill in the blank. They are not filling in that blank, at least in this press release. It's the senator and a bunch of people that support it from the Californians Against Waste, Heal the Bay, blah, 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 and all of them talking about how much this is necessary. And it's just...
Where's Dad? We need a dad involved. I think before you can propose anything to any senator or anything, a dad has to sign off on it.
Which one, though?
Well, we're gonna have a system for authenticating actual dads, and you have to qualify.
I see.
When you're king, you can this up.
When I'm king, Senator Blake Spears go into the camp. So there's everyone's going to the camps. Okay, we're just gonna have a
nation except for full, the dads.
Okay, some of them. But no, it's like I'm gonna have a camp for everything.
Soon you'll be alone.
I just think this is. I'm having a wonderful time creating my kingdom here. We're only going to have. The dads will be free. We got to have. Some of the moms are okay. Not all of them, but most of them are okay. My mom's going to the camp. She'll have her own room. I'm going to go home and write down my plan for my kingdom, and then see.
You're going to build this fictitious world.
I'll build it in my head, and it'll become my happy place. So, I don't.
What bothers me is how much of our tax money is being used on.
It's like I don't
writing bills that are ludicrous.
Exactly,
and taking up time and energy. Why are we even talking about this right now? because it bothers us so much.
I because it is ludicrous, and because it is so ludicrous, it is hard to. Really come up with...
We found another lady you don't like.
Well, she's a Democrat. I'm not going to like her to begin with. She could save puppies and...
You're equally... You're an equal opportunity discriminant. You're discriminating equally against all.
I hate everybody. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But no, the D after her name here, yeah, she's already on my spit list. So, not, you know, nothing, she could feed puppies and do all kinds of wonderful things and it wouldn't make any difference. But yeah, it does get so ludicrous. It is hard to really articulate the distaste that I get for this. It's like, you know, here we go again. It's like more of this ridiculous crap. And, solutions in search of problems, yet there is no solution here. What's going to replace the paper and plastic? We're going to use glass? Then that's dangerous. People get cut on glass because glass breaks. And yep. that's for dine-in? So what's going to be takeout? Are you going to use paper and plastic cups for takeout?
Well, they're going to come up with disposable glass.
Maybe glass you could eat. Like sugar glass. It's like you get a drink and dessert.
Oh, can you imagine the obesity that's going to come out of that?
Oh, everyone's obese anyway.
Can I have some sugar served in sugar topped with sugar?
That sounds wonderful.
No. They'll put out a ban on that at some point too.
Yeah.
Let's make more rules. What happened to freedom? Liberty. In pursuit of happiness.
Now those things look great on a piece of paper, but in practice, you know, when you got Democrats around, you know, forget it. Especially here in California. Especially here in California. I need to stop mumbling. But yeah, so that's what's going on in the Senate right now, or at least the bill that has been proposed, and I guess we can keep an eye on it if you want.
Sure.
Personally, I you know, some of these, they announce all kinds of bills every year, all kinds of proposed legislation. Most of it never goes through. So it's like, I don't really know
how upset we should be. That's what gives me hope today.
Yeah.
That at some point that has to go across Dad's desk, and he vetoes it and says, no, we're not going to do this.
The haircut, you mean?
All of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean Newsom, the haircut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gabbing nuisance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's scary.
Mm-hmm. So, let's move on. We've got...
You got a list of four things today added to?
Oh, the list. Yes. You know what? We got a break coming up. So, yeah, let me get through this real quick. Anyway.
She added three things to your list to make it a four-item list.
No. I have some doctor's appointments to make and a couple other things that I need to get done. I'm off today and tomorrow. And so I was as we were talking about these things, Sarah's like, let me write it down. She grabs a Post-it note. She starts writing things down. She sticks it to my computer. I'm like, great. That's very helpful, honey. Thank you so much. We go off to church or wherever it was we were going. So I come back and I start talking about these tasks. And I'm like, you know, I can probably get them all done in about a half hour. It's just a couple of phone calls. And she's like, no, I think it will take you longer than that. I'm like, honey, I'm just making appointments. It's not going to take forever. And she says, no, I think it will take you longer. And I said, you know what? Challenge accepted. If I can get it all done in a half hour, I get to do a dance or something. You know, and she's like, okay, fine. So then it's like, I go and look at the list. She's got all of my stuff on there. And then at the bottom of the list, she's stuck on three other things that she wants me to do.
Yeah. Well, she's got to make sure that you don't dance.
Because
that's the punishment right there. If you get to celebrate by dancing, then for her, it's a punishment, right?
Yes.
That sounds pretty accurate.
So, yeah, so that's the second time.
Wait, I'm having a visual of you dancing. Oh, I can't unsee that.
I took dance classes. I do okay. So that's the second time this weekend that my wife just, you know. Yeah. So, anyway. Why don't we take a break, and then when we come back, we can talk about the NYPD's dance team.
More dance discussion. Are you going to join the police dance team?
It's all female, so I'd have to
identify as a female
to do it, yeah. And I'm already fat and uncoordinated. I'd fit right in with them.
Man.
you should click on the link I put
more
in
positivity after the break.
No, click on the link and you can watch them and you can watch them during the break. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott on RadioSlot.com, and we are back with our third segment. Thank you for staying with us. Why don't we change up the ads a little bit? How about I read the internet ad first?
Just go, man.
And then you do, yeah, we'll change it, because change is always good. Anyway, where are we?
You do not believe that.
No, I don't. No, I like things to stay the way they are. Embark on a digital transformation with JB Web Design. If you need a website upgrade, look no further. Our expert team specializes in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. From captivating web page design and seamless WordPress theme customization to optimized SEO strategies, we ensure your online presence leaves a lasting impression. Contact us at jb@jbwebdesign.com. That's J-A-Y-B-E-E. Free consultation and quote. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott sent you.
If you're feeling down, it could be because of escalating energy costs. You can control your energy bills by making a switch to solar. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 and get a complimentary consultation and a quote. Take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for the first 6 months. Act now, 925-791-1776, and begin saving money.
Right on.
Tell Alex. It was Drake and it was Scott.
Yeah, we did we talk about how Ziggy's not here today?
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
No, yeah, no Ziggy today.
In absentia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here in spirit, though.
Here in spirit.
He's never far from us. By the way, regarding our last segment on banning paper cups and everything, Senator Blake Spear here in California, I found an audio clip of her from CNN talking about this. Let's hear what she has to say for a minute.
She sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Okay. You're so proud of yourself right now. I wish everybody could see his face.
Oh, right, yeah. I'm just, yeah. Big grin. That was funny. I know.
You're actually even turning red a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, just the excitement.
I guess so.
The rush of blood.
All right. So, New York City Police Department has a dancing team.
Okay.
And, yeah, and it's an all-girl dancing team. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And apparently the NYPD, being such a large organization, has a lot of such clubs that their officers join, chess, football, etc. And I don't know. I was all set to, you know, make fun of this, but it's like they're doing it off duty, and
it's like a social club.
Yeah, I guess. And
hey, they're finding ways to deal with stress. Dance, play chess.
But have you seen them dance though?
Knitting group.
They had
four dozen competitive teams.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, well, it's. I mean, the New York City Police is as large as an army, so I'm not surprised. But
I'd love to hear a story about them policing.
Wouldn't that be nice, considering how things are going in New York City right now? But they're not out busting crooks; they're busting moves.
Well, they're getting busted up too, right? We had the group of immigrants that attacked those New York cops and beat them up. And
if
then,
only they had danced away their aggression.
Yeah, they could have.
They could have
turned on some music.
They could have stomped the yard.
Yeah, music brings everybody together and calms the wild beast.
We
right?
We had Kylie Jenner hand out Pepsis.
Yeah,
that always solves problems.
I'm fully supportive of them having a dance team and doing whatever they want to do on their off time.
No, I understand.
Why do we need to know about it? I mean, the stories I want to hear about are police actually policing, and,
right?
And how are we getting better at that?
And that's. Right. We aren't seeing a lot of that. New York City is just one example. San Francisco is another, where it's like, why do we even have cops if they're not doing anything? 16th and Mission is a black market of stolen goods. All the stuff that gets stolen from department stores, etc., all ends up on 16th and Mission. It's wide open. The cops know it's there. They let that happen, but if you try to sneak through the carpool lane to get onto the Bay Bridge, you're going to end up on the deck with a knee in your neck. And it's, but boy, wow. We've got to.
See, I'm pro police. Uh-huh. I like the police.
Okay.
Like when something goes wrong, I want to call them and I want them to come and help me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pro police.
You realize as they come and help you, they're going to be quizzing you to see if you've done anything.
That's fine.
They just do it.
I have nothing to hide. Uh-huh. I'm an open book.
I see.
I'll take the drug test. I'll take the lie detector.
So your Fourth Amendment doesn't mean anything to you?
No, not if they're protecting me. Oh, I'm not going to get in the way of them helping me. I see. They're doing me a service. Uh-huh. And their hands are tied in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a deep.
And that's why they need a dance team.
Yeah.
And, it is so stressful.
Good for them.
Having their hands tied, they need to dance it off.
Yeah, well, there's so many rules now, and everything's on video, and they get in trouble if they breathe the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
say the wrong word. It just, they're having a hard time actually recruiting.
Right. And all the good cops are quitting
so
because of all this garbage. So it's like,
full benefits package, and there's a dance team for you. You could play chess and knit some mittens and... And that's what you want, then good for you. I just think we need more support for the police.
Uh-huh.
Go cops. That's what I say.
I say. All right.
No, but this, you know, this plays into something that bothers me across the board. I want to hear about teachers actually teaching.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things going on in schools.
Right. Well, no, teachers now are.
Social agenda and
right,
stuff.
Teachers are now in the business of getting boys to cut their penises off.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. It's the formal name of a body part.
A little more discreet.
Did you hear that I did a little skip before I said something? Another different word?
You could talk about body mutilation or something like that if you want to make it sound negative.
Well, but this.
Or you could just be vulgar.
That's not vulgar.
I want to find out about how our kids. Writing English sentences with structure and proper grammar and things like that. Are they learning how to do math that's mm-hmm. actually going to help them in their job or things like that? That's what I want to hear about from teachers. Mm-hmm. I want to hear for police, how do we help them do their jobs better? And if dancing's one of it, okay, great. That helps you deal with stress. But I'm tired of hearing all these social agendas making their way into things like, I just want to eat some food, okay? And I want something to drink. Do we have to highly regulate what I drink out of? How about let's talk about you giving me something to drink and something to eat, and then the rest of the stuff, take your environmentalism and take it somewhere else, okay? How about we do this? How about we go down to the dump and find out, are they actually sorting all the trash that's supposed to be environmental and mm-hmm. dealing with the plastic in the paper. I'm tired of all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look, you did it. You did it, Brian. Now I'm grumpy too.
Your Scott's naked cruelty is far more restrained than mine. And by the way, you need a different name because mine's trademarked.
Oh, I'll come up. I have a different name. It's the third T.
The third T.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the third T, we are in the process of getting a new logo design that will include the third T. I'm just
the third T stands for terrific right now.
Okay. Yeah, so Dancing Cops. You know, there was a TV show called Cop Rock a couple of decades ago. It was a musical cop show. And every 5 or 10 minutes, the cops would burst into song and dance, and it was it didn't last very long. It was
quickly, that's such a shocker.
Quickly followed up by NYPD Blue, which lasted much longer and was a much better.
You know what the longest standing police show is?
What?
I think it's Cops, where they just follow them and they go. And, right, that show went on and fascinating,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it was policemen actually policing,
right. It was very good. Yeah, Live PD was another.
Wait, am I allowed to say policeman?
I don't know.
Police officers.
Whatever.
We have to be gender inclusive.
Yeah. So yeah, Cops was good. Live PD was another, and then A&E canceled it because.
Well, and then TJ Hooker. I mean, policing at its finest, right?
That's right. I love William Shatner, though. It is so hard to make fun of William Shatner.
An overaged Captain Kirk trying to run.
No, he was only like 45 or 50 when he did.
But
he
when
was
they would get into the chase scenes and the younger Latin guy would be like taken off way ahead of him and he's trying to run. That was good comedy. I know it was supposed to be a dramatic show, but.
Yeah, let's see if there it is.
The theme song.
They're getting ready to chase punks and. Bill Shatner's stuntman doing a shoulder roll across a rooftop.
Anyway. Well, speaking of shows, I mentioned this in the first segment. So we were eating the stew last night,
just mm-hmm.
in my happy place. And my kids set me onto a new show called Suits.
Okay.
So I started binge watching that.
Now that's the one with Meghan Markle. It's lawyers.
Yeah, and stuff. It's lawyers and drama and some comedy. I really, really enjoyed it anyways. But Markle, I don't know, there's so much off the screen stuff with her. It's hard to watch her. And then I'm talking to my son. He said, oh, yeah, she's getting divorced. What? Breaking news on the Drake and Scott show. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are getting divorced. And I said, really? That's fascinating. I've heard nothing about this. How do you know this? He says, oh, I saw it on TikTok. That was it. I was like, okay, hand me your phone. That's it. We're done.
Oh, well, wait. Here is, from July of last year, a fact check in Newsweek. Did Meghan Markle file an $80 million divorce from Harry?
That's 9 months ago or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's marriage has been well documented over the past 12 months with a podcast, documentary series, Harry's autobiography, and offering insight, etc., and lots of gossip, and is there a divorce, and
it's
I just want a all the way at the end of the article, Newsweek says false.
Yeah, no, it's just clickbait.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the show, though, Suits, she's a very small part of the show. Mm-hmm. The rest of the show is really pretty good.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
So is it it's about lawyers doing lawyer things or?
Yeah, it's about one firm and the people in the firm and then the new guy to the firm and then.
And then their cases.
The power structure within the firm and the different cases and dealing with people. This is a good little bit of espionage, a little bit of comedy, lots of drama. Minimal romance. Well, personally, what I like is there's minimal swearing and not a whole lot of sexuality, which is seems like anything you watch these days. They got to cuss up a storm and show you a bunch of body parts. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, thanks.
Yeah, I remember. I never watched it. I remember it was on the USA Network because I was watching White Collar and I would see the commercials for it. But if you're recommending it, I'll give it a try.
No, I'm interested in shows that have actual content rather than the clickbait kind of stuff that are just trying to get your attention.
Why is your son on TikTok?
That's an amazing question that I would love for you to ask him. and then in the moment that he's starting to answer that question, I want you to ask him, what's your dad's position on this? In fact, where's dad?
Well, I know what you think.
I want you to say that to him and see how that interaction goes. Okay. Right. Next time you see him, that'll be awesome. You know what'll be even more fun?
What?
When you ask my daughter about it. Why are you on TikTok? Okay. Now here's a warning. Because I care about your safety, your your health and your right. Don't ask my wife that question. She's all into TikTok and all this stuff.
So why?
It's entertaining. There's all these little videos. And actually...
Well, I mean, the cat videos are cool.
She's not really into TikTok per se as she's into Facebook. And they're all cross-referencing.
Right, because I've watched the Facebook videos. I mean, there's cat videos, cooking videos. I mean, there's some interesting things. But to say I'm a rabid consumer of this content is certainly...
Oh, no. Correct. That's why I'm trying to get the family off of it. The problem is I get sucked in because we'll be sitting and she'll be like, oh, check this video out. And somehow she's gotten into some kind of cookies that are sending her like natural disaster videos of like massive floods or, you know, mountainside slides down and crushes cars or whatever. So she's been getting all and those are kind of fascinating. And then I'm watching
people die.
Dumb little videos.
Yeah. And people could be dying
doing something else.
Yeah, but you're watching these disaster videos where people are dying.
Yeah.
And that's you should watch cat videos where nobody dies. You get cute furry kitty cats climbing drapes and playing around and it's much more wholesome than disaster videos.
That sounds terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
Watching the little cats just,
you know, when you've had a day of Brian Drake's naked cruelty,
you and know what's then worse,
you
though?
End it with a cat video and everything's better.
If it works for you, okay, you can watch cat videos. The New York cops can do dance. I just don't want my son getting his information about the health of marriages from TikTok videos. Right? As much as I dislike Meghan Markle
and
all that.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. That's the end of our segment. We got post-game wrap-up after this.
Post-game and report brought to you by Dad.
Always brought to us by Dad. There brought to us by a Dad.
Yeah.
All right. Back after this. Frank and Scott at Radioslot.com. If you could have heard what we just said before the music began.
Yeah. Like I said,
we talk about anything and everything on the show. Would you like to repeat a few things, Scott?
No.
It's, no, okay.
I just don't want to deal with anything that involves a bathroom floor. let's just say it that way.
Why don't you read a commercial for us?
Why don't I find a way for you to save money on your electrical? Because prices are going up and they're just going to continue. It's going to stress you out, and you can get control of your money and your emotions by contacting Alex Garnfield and saving with solar power. Call him at 925-791-1776. Get a quote, no strings attached. You can let him consult you on how to take advantage of this new system and an introductory deal of $1 a month for the first 6 months. So put some money back in your pocket. Call 925-791-1776. Ask for Drake and Scott, and when they say, oh, they're not here, then you can say, oh, wait, no, that's who sent me. I actually want to talk to Alex Garnfield.
That's right. All right. Is it time for a new website? Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. Are you ready to make a lasting impression in the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites made to your specifications. Is it early or late?
I don't know, but that was like a $14 word right there.
Webpage design and building. WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email JB, that's JAYBEE at JBWebDesign.com. Tell him Drake and Scott sent you.
I bet you he can help you with all your $14 words.
I'm sure he could.
JB.
That's right. All right. So, post-game wrap-up.
Yes.
Any final thoughts on what we discussed today other than that?
Post-game wrap-up brought to you today by A Grain of Salt.
Okay.
All right. Ready to go with this one? This is a little thematic. You're going to kind of have to go with it.
Okay. I'm paying attention.
When you get some information that you're kind of wondering about or you're excited about, and you know, it gets your attention, like my kid trying to comment on somebody's marriage falling apart. You might want to take a grain of salt with that information.
Sure.
And consider the source and how realistic is it and what's the most simple explanation for what's going on here and should you believe it. Just put a little grain of salt in it and take a little time to take a step back, a little patience. It's really, it's a cooking theme, actually, because when you make a stew, you know the best thing to do is use real ingredients and just use a little bit of salt. A little bit of pepper. I didn't put anything else in.
Right.
Salt and some pepper. And it went really well. Mm-hmm. You know what happens when you talk to Dad? When you really ask the question, where's Dad? And then you start talking to him and get some information from him. You know what he's going to add to your scenario?
No. What?
A grain of salt.
Oh.
Come on. It's thematic. We're going with this, right? We need a little calm. We need a little wisdom. We need a little logic. And then we need a little grace.
Wouldn't you add, not just with information from dubious sources, but I mean, amongst your family or any or work environment, you know, when you're hearing stories and things about so and so did this, so and so did that, shouldn't the same grain of salt apply? Because sometimes you hear things that just kind of make you want to blast off, and you're only getting half the story, most of it hearsay, and not even.
Yeah.
The whole truth. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When you get an argument with your kid, take a grain of salt. Just take a step back. And is it that important? Do you need to get that worked up on? You know, that kind of thing.
I see.
That's how things get done.
All right.
You know, if the cops want to have a dance team, grain of salt with it. Go do your dance. Good for you.
Just please try to be coordinated.
No.
Because there's one video where it's like all of them, they do this dive thing to the floor, except one lady who was looking in the other direction and didn't see it happen. And it's, you know, it's like.
Oh, no, I love that. That's a perfect. When somebody's off or whatever, yeah. I love that. Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because that's me.
Oh, okay.
Like if I'm on the dance team, I'm a mess.
Okay.
Right? Newsflash. I'm going to my third yoga today.
Oh.
and I'm going to be that guy.
Okay. Well.
If they video the yoga, I'll be the one person who's off.
Just the one.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a grain of salt with it.
All right. Well, let us know how that goes next week.
Yeah.
All right. Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. Thank you so much for staying with us.
That's right. The third T stands for thanks.
And we'll get the third T in the logo, I promise. See you next week.
Bye.